J. Michael Edwards, back in the Majestic Academy, where we are teaching perfection in a world of mediocrity. Welcome to Step 5 of our series on habituation, 7 Steps to Peace. This is the step you have been waiting for, taming your crazy uncle. We in the Academy are teaching perfection, the successful completion of a worthwhile goal. And for us, there is nothing more worthwhile than reaching the goal of habituation. Step 5 moves us close to completion. Let's join Don in the Academy classroom.
Thanks, J. Michael, and thank you to the faithful few who have worked through the first 4 steps. I know the journey has been long and probably tiring as you listen to me drone along here, but with this step, you will have a clear understanding on why these foundational steps up until now were necessary to reach true and lasting habituation, especially these steps regarding the process of thought. I spent time on that because you must learn how the mind works to be able to change your perception of what the truth is about your tinnitus, your crazy uncle. And so, on that statement, let me say this. You can tame your crazy uncle. You must tell you that. You can train your crazy uncle to behave himself. And you can habituate to your frustration and anger. But if the strategies we go over today are not maintained, he will come storming back. Habituation is not a one-and-done proposition. Drifting on the lake of completion is fantastic. But when storms come, you must be prepared to start rowing to keep out of the raging river. During this step, I will help you foresee the storms so you can be ready. Before I get into these strategies, I want to briefly review the importance of changing the picture in our mind as it relates to our tinnitus and the truth behind our anger and frustration. Since you listened to the previous lessons, I can pretty much guarantee that your creative subconscious has fed to your other conscious states that what I have been saying is not really the truth. And that is why I have spent so much time on this. You must accept what I have taught you as the absolute truth. Not because I'm so smart and I've got a bunch of letters behind my name. I am not that smart and I have no degrees. But I do know that what I have taught is the truth. I've told you my life experience with stuttering. I've also told you my experience with my tinnitus. I have overcome both of these debilities by this process. I had to identify my crazy uncle first. It was my stuttering, or it was my tinnitus. Then I had to create a strategy to tame my crazy uncle. It took me 25 years to achieve perfection with my stuttering. But I set the goal, and I achieved perfection. As you can tell, I don't do a lot of stuttering here. It took me 2 years to fully habituate to my tinnitus. Both of these things were hard, but my life now is productive and satisfied. In both of these, I have achieved perfection, the successful completion of a worthwhile goal. As I have told you before, you are looking for a pill or a device or a therapy to get you to habituate immediately or in a week or in a month. If that's what you think here, you've just wasted a few hours of your life listening to me. No, it won't take you 2 years because you will benefit from my experience. If you change your paradigm, and again, paradigm is just how you see things. That's what a paradigm is. How you, in your own perceived reality, that's how you see things. It's a picture in your mind of whatever it is you're trying to change. So change your paradigm. If you will change this regarding your anger and frustration, change the picture, get a new paradigm, and deal with your crazy uncle, habituation will happen sooner than later. As a reminder, your anger and frustration is not your crazy uncle. It is not the ringing and the whooshing and all of that. That is a symptom of the problem. The problem is that your crazy uncle has moved in permanently. You cannot get rid of him. He's there to stay, and that is the focus of your anger. You may ask why I use the analogy. Oh, if I could speak, it would help. Let me back that up. You may ask why I use the analogy of a crazy uncle. And that's a good question. There is a purpose for this. We've got to personalize our problem. If it is personal, the chances of accepting it is far greater than if I were to use some inanimate object, like a rock, or a stick, or a stuffed animal. Using a person, the crazy uncle, is personal, and it's easier for your mind to accept it. Many people today are taking relatives into their home to care for. My grandmother moved in with my family and spent 15 years with us. Why? Because before my grandfather died, he made me promise that if anything ever happened to him, that I would take care of his wife and not put her into an old folks' home. I made that promise. 6 months later, he went into a hospital for a very minor routine operation. He had an aneurysm and died on the operating table. The family was devastated. He was the paternal leader of our family. And so I was going to be good to my promise. My grandmother moved in with us as soon as all the preparations were completed. I love my grandmother. I would never have called her my crazy grandmother, but she was a handful to have her in our home. She was never the object of my anger. And over time, even though there were some stressful moments, we learned to accept the fact that she was living with us. And we, if you will, habituated to her presence. And so it is with our tinnitus. It's not our crazy uncle. It's the fact that he is in our home to stay. We can't change that. I hope I have made this clear by repetition. Repetition is the key to learning. And so I know I have repeated some things many times, but repetition is the key to learning. Because if you still don't believe this as a truth, you will never habituate, and you might as well stop this right now. And by the way, this is the only methodology that you or I have ever heard of to habituate. On these Facebook groups, and again, I'm in a few of them, as you are, but in these groups, you never see any encouragement for habituation other than mine. You don't see any clinics or any therapies or anything like that on habituation other than some kind of a mind-altering drug or therapy. These things don't work. They won't last. I've had some people say that I was giving false hope and I should stop encouraging people to listen to this series. I'm not giving false hope. I'm giving the truth. There is hope. There is hope. But it's up to you. I could give you an instruction manual on being a carpenter. And if you read the book, you could learn how to be a carpenter. And so you read the book, but you never pick up a hammer. You never pick up a saw. You know how to use them. You know what the book says. But if you don't pick up the tools to do the work, you're not a carpenter. You're just somebody who knows how to read a book. And so it is with these instructions. You can listen to me over there. You've now spent about 2.5, maybe 3 hours listening so far, And you can listen, and then you cannot do anything, and you can get mad because you don't habituate. You've got to do the work. And so, having said that, that's my segue. I like that word. That's my segue into the process of taming a crazy uncle. Again, as we go along, your first thoughts will be, this guy is crazy. And why have you wasted your time? But friends and fellow sufferers, this works. And again, I'm going to be repetitious, but it takes work. And you must change your perception of the truth. But before I get into these steps, as always, let's hear from J. Michael for just a minute or so. Thank you, J. Michael. Here we go. Here we go. As they used to say in boot camp, when I was in boot camp back in 68, listen up. Listen up. This is important. First of all, you must create a strategy to calm your crazy uncle down. A goal, if you will. We will talk about making adjustments to your home environment in a minute, but if you can't calm him down, nothing you do moving forward will work. And so, and you're going to say, well, I've tried all this, or that can't work. Some of these things are going to sound easy, but they're not. First of all, there must be dietary changes. There must be changes to what your crazy uncle is putting into his body. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. If you keep feeding your crazy uncle foods that spike his anger about losing his wife, to keep up with that analogy, you cannot expect him to calm down. And let me give you some specific changes that must be made. And again, these aren't suggestions. These are things that must be done. Give him no caffeine. Caffeine is a stimulant. We know tinnitus is a neurological condition. It has nothing to do with your ears. Anything that we put into our body that stimulates the brain will agitate our crazy uncle. And for goodness sakes, no power drinks. No power drinks, Red Bull and these others. You say, well, I want him to have a little bit of energy today. Are you kidding? These things have so much caffeine, it will set him off big time. Don't give him any power drinks. Give him no alcohol for the same reason. Some think, well, you know, just a little shot at night before going to bed. That's going to calm my crazy uncle down. Just the opposite is true. This is more of the stinking thinking that permeates the groups. He must still have a clear mind. He must still be able to rationalize what's going on. He must be able to think that these things are going to help him. Alcohol will stop that. Take away his cigarettes. Nicotine is worse for tinnitus than the first two things I mentioned. Take away his cigarettes. Don't feed him packaged meals that are heavy in sodium. Again, you're going, well, duh. Those things are not healthy. Move him to a diet heavy in fruits and vegetables and nuts. Keep him away from red meats that are loaded with fats. Move him to fish and other seafoods, maybe some chicken. None of the GMO stuff, just good chicken. Obviously, not red meats. Pork is loaded with fats. It's not the other meat. It's not that good for you. Sugars are stimulants. Sugars are stimulants. Reduce the intake of anything that has refined sugar in it. It's bad. It's bad for him, and it will stimulate his brain, and that will spike his tinnitus. Fresh fruits. fresh fruits of all kinds, fresh vegetables of all kinds. These things will help keep the mind sharp. You must keep the mind sharp. Water, lots of water. Hydration is crucial to the brain. You must load up with water. The experts say you should drink your weight in water every day. For me, I would end up drowning. But I drink my eight glasses. I've got some flavoring that has nothing in it, but it just helps me enjoy the water a little bit more. And I've got good water. I've got filtered water. So you need to have good water, but drink lots of water. And so right now, again, you're saying, well, duh. Listen, I cannot overemphasize, I cannot make it more important that this kind of diet to tame your crazy uncle is crucial. It's crucial. Our brains need proper nutrition and hydration to function. No, I have not said that this will completely put you into habituation. It won't all by itself, but this is another one of those foundations. Anything else I tell you will be irrelevant if you don't make these changes. A healthy body leads to a healthy brain, and it will give you the strength to restrain your crazy uncle. This is not one of the magic six-week weight loss programs. I'm not a weight loss expert. I've done all those weight loss programs. My wife and I, my family has obesity. I've struggled, but I've maintained my perfect weight for my body. But it was work. It was work. It was work. And I feel so much better now. But you can't just try this out to see if it works, like any other diet program like that. You just can't, well, I'm just going to try this for a week or two and see if it works. No, this is a paradigm shift. This takes work. How often have I said that? I have to go back and count them. It's probably 100 times. You must change how you see your habitual dietary habits. Your creative subconscious must see this as the truth and start feeding that truth into the subconscious, which will evaluate it whether or not it is, in fact, the real truth. And then, if it decides it is, it will feed the actions necessary to the conscious, which will then affect change. I hope you stayed with me on that. This is what I've been talking about all along. Change comes from your creative subconscious feeding the truth into the subconscious, which creates the actions. I have said all along, it will take work. How many times? So let me ask you this. How badly do you want to achieve peace in your life? How badly do you want to be able to enjoy your life? My tinnitus screams 24/7, just like yours probably does. But as I sit here typing my content for this lesson, which I was doing yesterday, I'm drinking a fresh fruit smoothie for my lunch. I've lost 30 pounds and I don't notice my tinnitus most of the time. The dietary change was just one step. It's just one step. So let's move on to some things that aren't quite as egregious as trying to change our complete dietary process. Oh, one last thought here, and this is so true. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with your family. Once you make the change, once you decide in your mind that you're going to do this, that you're going to put your body on a track to great health for the sake of your tinnitus, your crazy uncle. If you have a family, which I'm sure you do, they need to make this move with you. So important. If you are having a charbroiled fish, fresh vegetables, and spinach salad with a light vinegar and olive oil salad dressing, and they're eating pizza, tater tots, and drinking 32-ounce Cokes with ice cream for dessert, your journey will be short-lived. It's like smoking. You do not want to be around people who smoke if you're trying to quit smoking, or alcohol. Don't go into bars if you're trying to stop drinking alcohol. But if you're trying to put your body into a great healthy mode and your family is not supporting that by joining you, it's not going to work. My daughter, she suffers like the rest of my family does. And she's gone on these weight loss things so many times, but her husband and her two children, they'll do it for a little while, and then they bring back some carne asada. She lives down in San Diego, bring back some carne asada and fries, and she just can't. I mean, she just can't resist that. It's like ice cream. Ice cream and me are really, really good friends. In fact, I think we're relatives. I cannot stay away from ice cream. If it's in the house or if we go to a potluck or whatever that has ice cream, I cannot hold myself back. So it's a family effort. It's a team effort. Everyone has to buy in. Add a little bit. This is step number two, by the way. Add a little bit of, shall I say the word? Exercise to your newly discovered meal plans. I know that just pretty much lost my whole entire audience. Exercise generates oxygen to the brain. I can't say that any more slowly and have it make sense. Exercise generates oxygen to the brain. The brain needs a lot of oxygen to properly operate. A lethargic lifestyle is not conducive to habituation. The side benefits to exercise is it will take your mind off of your crazy uncle for that period of time that you're exercising. You won't be thinking about him. You won't be hearing his screaming and yelling and pounding. You won't hear that. You're exercising. You've got your earbuds in. You're listening to some motivating music, and you're just, man, the endorphins kicked in, and you think about nothing other than how great you're going to feel. I know. I should probably use my notes sometimes. I'm meddling. That's what I want. I'm meddling now, I know. But it works. Speaking of taking your mind off of your crazy uncle for a period of time, staying busy. Staying busy is, if there's one key outside of the diet and the exercise, it's staying busy. You've got to stay busy so you don't notice your crazy uncle. It's one of the keys to habituation. My wife sometimes, she kind of fusses over me. 52 years of marriage, she fusses over me because I'm just so busy all the time. But I focus on what I'm doing. And speaking of taking your mind, okay, you need to take your mind off of that. And so here's some things that are thoughts and recommendations. Reading books that capture your attention and imagination. They really take your mind off of the pounding on the walls. I've always been a Tom Clancy fan, but when he passed away and the non-Tom Clancy guys started writing, it just wasn't the same. So I had to find something else that I could read that would capture my excitement and my imagination. And so I found a guy named Clive Cussler. He has a ton of books, and I just started devouring them. I didn't even know my crazy uncle was with me. When I was in those books, I was in that scene. I was with them. I was doing what they were doing. I was in that book. And those moments of peace, hours and hours of peace, they were fantastic. Books don't make noise. Books don't spike my hyperacusis. If you don't have a favorite author, find one. If you don't like to read, learn to like it. You need to start moving your consciousness away from the yelling and the pounding so your subconscious can begin believing that your crazy uncle is being tamed. Reading is high on the list of the must-dos when it comes to staying busy and habituating to your tinnitus. Movies and TV shows with the volume turned low and the closed captioning turned on. You say, well, I've got tinnitus, but I'm not hard of hearing. Most people who suffer from tinnitus have lost some hearing. I've lost hearing in my right ear, in my left ear, who knows? But the point is not that we are hard of hearing. The point of the closed captioning for your TV or for your movie, you got the volume turned down and you got the closed captioning on. When you got the volume turned up, it is caustic to your crazy uncle. And so with the volume turned down and the closed captioning turned on, it solves two problems. Number one, your crazy uncle will not be stimulated by the sound. And number two, the closed captioning gives your mind something to do and it won't be thinking about your crazy uncle. Again, training your mind to accept the new truth. The truth being that if you can keep your mind preoccupied with reading the words instead of subconsciously listening to the words, you will spend less time being angry at your situation. And so keep that volume turned down, because that volume will spike your tinnitus. Stay away from horror films and adult films. The words and the images of these shows stimulate the wrong part of the brain and they will spike your tinnitus. Again, I know, you're meddling, man, you're meddling. I'm just telling you the truth. Moving along from the meddling, hobbies. Having hobbies will take your mind off of your crazy uncle. These hobbies need to be something that are progressive. And that, what I mean by that is it takes more steps to get it done. My wife, she's a crafter. She makes cards. And so she has to get an idea. She has to formulate an idea. And then she has to figure what kind of paper she's going to use. And then she has to figure out what kind of stamp set she wants to use. And then she has to figure out what kind of color ink she wants to use and how she wants this layout to be on that card. And all of these things, the hobby is progressive. And she just gets in, I mean, she gets into it. I can't bother her because she's in another world. And hobbies will do that. Hobbies will do that. It gets your mind always thinking ahead when you're doing these progressive hobbies. And when you get your mind working on these hobbies, it's not thinking about your crazy uncle. This helps your mind more and more. It stays busy with less time to think about the damage your crazy uncle is doing to your spare bedroom. Here's one you may never think of. Staying current with family and friends. Make some personal visits. Make some phone calls. Write some letters. What this does is this, hey, it tells your family and friends you're thinking about them. And you'll never know how people need somebody contacting them. But it also takes your mind off of you and puts it on somebody else. You start thinking about others' needs more than yourself. Tinnitus can make us feel bad. I mean, it can make us depressed and make us feel sorry for ourselves. When we start thinking about others, and again, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to spend more time on this in the next session, but stay off of Facebook and Twitter and texting and stuff. These kinds of non-touch communication are bad. They don't do anything. In fact, Facebook will drive you crazy. There's stuff on there, whether it's political stuff or whatever, things you don't agree with, and you start getting on there and you're going back and forth, and you're not, yeah, it just, you get angry, you get angry at the situation, and somebody says something to you that makes you really mad, and you go, you've got to strike back. That will drive your crazy uncle off the wall, and he will pound on the walls, and he will tear the walls down. Don't do that. You need to talk to people. You need to hear the sound of their voice. You need to find ways to make those personal touches through snail mail, phone calls, things like that. Make the touches. It's really, really important. I'm not saying we go over there and cry on their shoulders and complain about the crazy uncle. That makes it worse. In fact, you need to focus on their challenges rather than complaining about yours. Again, more on this in our next step. Don't vary, really, really important here, don't vary your sleep times. Don't vary your sleep times. Sleep is habit. Sleep is habit. You cannot go to bed at 1 a.m. one night and 9 p.m. the next, and then back to midnight and then back to 10 the next. You can't do that. Getting up in the same at the same time each morning is the same concept. You've got to retire at the same time every night. You've got to set your alarm clock for the same time each morning. Get into the habit of sleep. I was on an Ambien product for years. Then I started focusing on this step and simply stopped that sleeping pill. And I'll tell you what, I sleep better now than I ever have. I don't wake up with a hangover from the drugs. I can actually stay awake as long as I want to. There's some things I do, reading and some other things. I used to fall asleep in the middle of that. Now I can stay awake until I get done with it. And then I turn the light off pretty much the same time every night. And then I am sleeping within minutes. Just amazing. Very, very important. Put some padding in your spare bedroom. Put some padding in your spare bedroom. What in the world are you talking about now? That way, when your crazy uncle pounds on the walls, the sound will be muffled. And again, you're saying, what? What I'm talking about is three things: masking, meditation, and moving. These three things combined. Masking does not work by itself. Masking, you know, especially if you've got severe tinnitus like me, the masking has to be so loud to cover the screaming that it actually sets off your crazy uncle and it becomes worse. So masking, meditation, and moving. Now, this may not work for everyone, but it does for many. And here's again where you're thinking, I'm the crazy uncle. But you've got to get alone with yourself. And here's where you're saying, well, everyone tells me that I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't just get away when it's quiet. Follow me here. Get alone with yourself. Visualize yourself in a place you've always dreamed of going to. Maybe it's on a deserted island somewhere. Maybe it's on a beach with dolphins dancing in the surf. Maybe it's on a snow-capped mountain shushing down the slopes. For me, it was a trip on a tall ship, working those lines, unfurling those sails, at the helm, going with the wind, on a 5-foot sea, a little breeze blowing. Oh man, that for me, that's my visualization. Visualization is a learned process. You've got a picture in your mind. You've got a picture in your mind, that kind of a place. Don't give up on it. It will take time to learn it. But get away. You must not have any other noise around. You may need some music to fit the moment. If you're on that secluded beach, you got a little bit of Hawaiian music playing in the background, and maybe you picture yourself doing the hula dance. Guys, I wouldn't really suggest that, but for the ladies, guys, you're the guy with a big stick playing the drum and you're just having a great time. But something that will help you settle into your quiet place. Set a reminder on your phone to get away each day for just 15 minutes or so. Once again, this helps you ignore your crazy uncle for the moment. So you're going to get out there, you're going to get in that special place, and then you're just going to meditate on that. You're just going to Meditate on that. How wonderful that's going to be. And again, you're going to be moving around, not just laying there. Get out and, you know, play in the surf, play with the dolphins. That's my wife's visualization. She wants to swim with the dolphins. Get those skis on and get down that ski run. Get back on that chair. Go for the next run. Stay off the bunny run. Do the advanced run. Man, you're there. You're doing it. Masking, meditating, and moving. Stay away from loud music and loud environments. This is one of those, yeah, that goes without saying, yeah. But I don't want to assume that everybody knows this. Loud music and loud environments will set your crazy uncle off immediately, especially like me if you have hyperacusis. Hyperacusis will be one of those things that your crazy uncle can't take, and it will set him off. So stay away from those kinds of environments. Sometimes when I'm at a party, I think I mentioned this in one of my earlier steps, I'm at a party and I've just got to walk out. I've got to walk out. I say no to more invitations. I mean, you know, people love me, right? And they're always inviting me over. just kidding. But I've been invited to parties where they have children. I have to, as gracefully as I can, say, you know, I'm sorry, I can't be there. And I explain it. I don't want them just to think that I don't want to be there. I can't be there. There's a difference. Stay away from mind-altering drugs. These are like the example I was using when you went to your doctor to mend the 10-inch gash in your chest and he just gave you pills. These drugs will keep you from habituating. The net result is they will make your crazy uncle crazier, because once you start taking those and they wear off, the tinnitus gets louder. Your mind must stay sharp. The pills will not send your crazy uncle away. They won't. They won't even mask him. They'll make you sleep. All of these things. I've taken all of these things. They make you groggy. They make you sleepy. And they need to calm you down. And all, you know, because we get anxious. Our crazy uncle makes us anxious. But if you follow the game plan here, if you do these things that I'm strongly suggesting, you won't need to even consider those things. Like I said, I was on all of these things. And some of them made me crazier than my crazy uncle. And I told my doctor, I said, no, I can't do this. I can't, no. And he kept on trying to help me. And, you know, as I know that your doctor is your advisor. If he or she feels you need something, I would rather you didn't tell him that some crazy guy on a podcast told you to stay away from them. My only recommendation is that you stay sharp. That you stay sharp. Follow your doctor's orders. If they help, great. But do your homework. Read those little sheets that come. What are the side effects? How do they make you feel? You should be the final authority in what you put in your body. Stay away from these groups that tell you there's a cure or a new pill or a new procedure. This will confuse your creative subconscious. The ability to comprehend the real truth will be diminished, and you will stop rowing upstream, and you will flow downstream, and you'll end up in the tide pool with the other dead fish swimming upside down. That's where you're going to end up. You must stay sharp and believe that the truth is in habituation, not some easy out drug that aren't out there. All of these pills are just gimmicks. They're scams. They don't help. And I've explained that, so I won't go over that again. And then lastly here, if you are a person of faith, pray. Let me say that again. If you are a person of faith, pray. God will hear you and answer your prayer. And what he will do is he'll give you the strength. He told the Apostle Paul, when the Apostle Paul said he had this thorn in his flesh, what it was a disease he had, and he asked God to take it away. And God says, you know what, Paul? My grace is sufficient. And Paul agreed. I've been there too. I prayed, God, please take this away, take this away. And God said, I'm going to give you the strength. He says, don't forget, you can do all things through me, all things. And so God's grace is sufficient. And so if you're a person of faith, believe that you can get through this with the power of God in your life. So naturally, as a pastor, I believe in the power of prayer. It's actually my greatest tool in my crazy uncle toolbox. It should be your greatest tool also. And so, as always, I've given you a lot of information. Don't poo-poo this information or any steps as mumbo-jumbo or woo-woo stuff, as I've said in the past. I want you to think, have you been able to find any teaching on how to habituate that does not include pills, devices, promises, therapy, and so on? No, you haven't. Not one. As I have said on many occasions here, I'm not in this for anything other than to help you and me, not help me, but help others like me, sufferers that are going through tinnitus and other diseases like hyperacusis. And I've made no promises other than this will be hard. It's hard. And this will be hard. I've offered one guarantee, and that guarantee is that this methodology works as long as you follow it step by step. I guarantee it. All good things in life come with a price. And the price for this is taking the time to follow the steps as I've outlined them. If you're listening to this and you haven't listened to other steps, you need to go back, because this will seem crazy to you. You will be wondering, what in the world is this guy talking about? Habituation is good. It will come with a price, and it will take time. But you must be willing to pay the price, and you must be willing to take time. I know I've entitled this the 7 Steps to Habituation, but part of Step 6, I got wrapped up into Step 5 here. I just couldn't stop my mind from creating and typing. And just as a side note, my crazy uncle sleeps while I'm doing this. It's ringing, but I pay no attention to it. I have peace with it. Hobbies come with a passion. A synonym for hobby is diversion. I am passionate about this diversion that I'm doing right here. Find what you are passionate about and do it. Do it. That was an exclamation point to this step. So just one more step entitled Living a Full and Productive Life with Your Crazy Uncle. And let me add one more exclamation point in this lesson. These steps that I have laid out work for other areas of your life. You want to get rid of some bad habit? Habituate using these strategies. You want to stop doing things that hurt you and others? These strategies will help you. Have you recently had a change in your life that you are struggling to accept? The advice given here will turn that around. But all of it takes work and time. But the change will be lasting. Again, I'll get this final step done here real soon. It's on my mind right now. I'm going to get that into my fingers and onto my typewriter. You probably don't even know what a typewriter is. Onto my computer. I know I went long here, a little longer than before, but I wanted to get this in. There really was no way of breaking it up. So until next time, see ya in the Academy.
J. Michael again. If you are one of the few who have listened all the way through this presentation on habituation, congratulations. I know my brother can get a bit verbose, but never irrelevant. Take these recommendations to heart. Follow the advice. There is a placid lake at the top of the river. Can you hear the birds singing? Until next time, see you in the Academy.